you were under a lot of pressure. You were under a lot of stress, okay? So we want to think about how pressure is going to cause stress in a rock and how that stress is going to show up in the texture that the rock has after it's gone through metamorphism. There are a couple different ways to think about stress. If we think about what's called normal stress, this is where your stress is applied perpendicular to the surface that we're working with. So if you take your hands and put them on either side of your head and you push really hard, you're applying a normal stress to your head. Don't do this for too long. The other way that you can stress something is called a shear stress. And this is where the force is actually parallel to, for example, the top surface of a box and the bottom surface of a box, but you have two forces operating in opposite directions. So you're going to shear your material. One way to think about this is, for example, if you're very excited about something and you're standing really close to a brick wall and you're waving your arms all around because you're really excited about whatever you're talking about, and you drag the back of your hand across that brick wall and you scrape your knuckles, you just applied shear stress to your hand. So depending on what direction the pressure is being applied to a rock now, that rock is going to record that stress in the texture of the rock. Now, a couple different things can happen. Minerals, when they're put under enough pressure, will effectively recrystallize themselves into an orientation that's easier to deal with that stress. So if you think about a box sitting on your table, it's just a couple inches tall, but it's very, very long. If you were to take that box, and let's say it's a very poorly constructed box, and you're going to put a hand on either side of it and you're going to push inward with all your strength, your box is going to buckle and it's going to rearrange itself in a crumpled up kind of way into a different shape because it's responding to the stress that you just applied to it. So for example, let's think about rocks. When we add pressure, for example, to a sandstone, if you were to look at a sandstone under a microscope, you would see all the little sand grains all sitting packed in together. You might have some cement around them. If you put enough pressure on those sand grains, they are going to slowly, very, very slowly, recrystallize themselves until all those little spaces between the grains that might have had cement in them are completely filled now with rearranged grains. So it would make a complete solid surface of quartz instead of individual little grains of quartz sandstone. And that's the change that happens as we go from a quartz sandstone into the metamorphic rock that's called a quartzite, is we're forcing those poor grains to rearrange themselves to deal with the stress that's being applied to that rock. As rocks go through stress, we're recording something called strain.